Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 16th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And together, we will do better. Last night, we reported in the special e-lines, we have identified a number of substantive issues and areas of disagreement resulting from the implementation of certain provisions of our new contract. The significant areas of disagreement involve the application of legal rest, as well as how reserves will be paid at the new vacation pay rate. For a more detailed breakdown in the issues that have come up while implementing our new contract, please read the article on Contract Implementation Issues Update on our website. We have engaged in multiple conversations with management in an attempt to resolve these issues. We will continue to aggressively try and come to a mutually agreeable solution quickly with management, and we will keep you informed of any progress that is made. Under our contract, Section 6C4C requires layover hotel-operated transportation to collect flight attendants within 35 minutes of block arrival. It also states that if transportation is contracted independently, that is to say a public limousine service, in other words, not the hotel van, the cutoff time is 45 minutes after block arrival. Self-help is not only allowable per our collective bargaining agreement, it is strongly recommended you seek self-help to ensure adequate rest. When the minimum requirements for waiting on company-provided transportation exceed these time limits, use the self-help provisions of our contract and take a cab to the place of lodging. Submit an expense report to the company. If you are not reimbursed properly, file a local council worksheet and call your local council office for assistance. Many past travel issues have developed following the implementation of shares, and for many it seems as though the queue to get significant problems even addressed, yet alone resolved, is never ending. While AFA has been attempting to monitor and address as many of these problems as possible, the company appears to be in a complete quandary about how to respond to and address the questions and concerns of their employees. Problems include interline tickets, Zed fares and industry discount tickets, past travel not being e-ticketed, and incorrect tax deductions for past travel, registering family members and enrolled friends are but a few of the issues we are hearing about. AFA's advocacy for swift resolution of these issues by the company continues. Zed fare and interline industry discount tickets have been hit particularly hard. While previously issued at the ticket counters, the company made a decision to move ticketing to an online tool for booking and ticketing. Automation delays are resulting in these requests taking as far as up to 4 days for processing. AFA has strongly advocated that these tickets are not just for personal travel. In many instances, especially for our flight attendants based at international locations, these tickets are an essential means of getting to work and are integrally tied to being a dependable employee. The company should understand that our operational integrity is ultimately tied to employees being able to get to work for their assignments. In an effort to work together to resolve the ticketing backlog, the company is requesting that employees plan ahead and send requests well in advance of travel. Remember, however, Zed fare coupons are good for a maximum of 90 days. Avoid testing the system, which only serves to bog down the email account, and fill out each field in the form. Incomplete requests require extra time for processing, while required information is researched on behalf of the requesting employee. Past travel issues and or concerns need to be brought to the attention of the company via email to etc@united.com. Be sure to include a copy to your local AFA council. In those situations where your requests are unanswered or travel is imminent, don't hesitate to contact your supervisor or domicile manager for assistance. While telephone wait times are extremely lengthy, the Employee Travel Center can be reached at 713-324-7277 or 866-359-3727 for questions or problems related to past travel. We will soon begin our preparations for single contract negotiations with our sisters and brothers from Continental and Continental Micronesia. We have posted for election for the two United positions for the Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC. Elections for our representatives for the JNC will be conducted at our upcoming Master Executive Council meeting in Chicago at the beginning of May. Our AFA Constitution and Bylaws provides the JNC shall be comprised of 2 members from each carrier for the purpose of merging the employment agreements for United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia Airlines. The MEC president from each of the respective airlines shall also be a member of the JNC. Active members in good standing may run for and be elected as our representatives on the JNC for single contract negotiations. These representatives shall serve until a single contract is ratified by a majority of the combined membership and will continue to serve as a member of the Contract Interpretation Committee, the CIC, after ratification. Some initial preparations for our single contract negotiations include posting for an election for the United Members of a Joint Negotiating Committee, electing representatives to serve on a Joint Negotiating Committee, exchanging a notice of intent between the parties to enter into single contract negotiations no later than 60 days following ratification, and actual negotiations commencing no later than 120 days from that notice. Engage the membership through surveys, local council meetings, and face-to-face discussions to determine the priorities of the combined membership. During this time period, the Continental MEC is seeking improvements to their current contract through their Section 6 process. They are seeking necessary modifications in order for them to move quickly into joint negotiations. The Continental MEC has stated that they share the desire for achieving a joint contract as quickly as possible and welcome all efforts to lay the requisite cornerstones with reasonableness and prudence. Their current agreement becomes amenable this September, and their primary concerns center on profit sharing, job security, and an increase in the cost of living. Continental Micronesia's contract became amenable in December of 2010. They are currently in Section 6 negotiations and are eagerly awaiting to hear from the company, since they've informed United that they are ready to return to the negotiating table. They are also seeking protections and improvements for their members. As we reported on February 24, 2012, AFA approached the company about modifying the terms of our contract to provide for the cross-utilization of cabin jump seats, that's CJA, on both United and Continental aircraft. Based on our advocacy, the company implemented procedures for cross-utilization of cabin jump seats after conversion to the combined PSS system on March 3, 2012. Since that time, the company has published guidelines for access to the jump seat. We have heard your concerns about a number of these procedural changes and have expressed these concerns to management on the following issues. The requirement to list for the flight 1 hour prior to departure. We've explained how difficult this can be, especially in those markets where service is frequent and time does not permit for the subsequent listing on flights if not accommodated on an earlier departure. Lack of a mechanism that allows flight attendants to CJA at the departure gate. We disagree with the requirement to be at the gate in person 30 minutes prior to departure. Flight attendants on the inbound segment of a through flight operating with the same aircraft are considered to have met the cutoff time, but may not, in fact, be in the gate room at the 30-minute cutoff if the aircraft arrives late. Company procedures have the CJA seat assigned as the last seat on the aircraft. We've been very clear with the company that a flight attendant who expresses the desire to CJA is to be given the jump seat and not necessarily as the last seat assigned. Despite rumors to the contrary, there's been no change to the contractual requirement for CJAs to be accommodated on weight-restricted flights. Keep in mind, CJA is subject to the contractual requirements for each subsidiary. For example, subsidiary Continental flight attendants do not have the same contract requirement to be accommodated on weight-restricted flights. Therefore, when traveling on subsidiary Continental aircraft, this should not be an expectation. As a reminder, Customs and Immigrations may request to view crew member airman certificates. While the company hasn't provided any specific information on which countries may be looking for this information, you are asked to work with local authorities to provide this information. If you have questions, contact the FAA at 866-878-2498 or go to www.faa.gov to create an account with the FAA. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract that will move the world's largest airline forward while recognizing the value flight attendants bring to the operation every day.